Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Spring is here, and so are the critters. If critters are making themselves at home in your home, call Critter Control, serving the Pine Belt and Gulf Coast. They'll remove those pests and keep them out for good. Call Nathan at 601-467-9341. Critter Control. Get them out, keep them out.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're broadcasting, as always, from the Southern Bancorp studio, Bob Getty and Dima Mixon. And with great relief, we can report that Kelly will be gone for a few days.
Is there any shock? I mean, my gosh, does this guy just take off every single day? I mean, yeah,
he is the weary traveler. Let me back up. People that travel with him, I'm sure, are weary by the time the trip is over. Again, from the Southern Bancorp studio, we're very glad that you're with us this afternoon. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. We talk a lot of baseball here later in the show. But first, this is a big day at Southern Miss for the golf program. We've got head coach Eddie Brescher on the phone with us. And like any good coach, Dima, coach just told me that the guys have got to practice before they leave tonight for the Athens, Georgia regional.
Well, I wish I could go over there and practice with him, because I played a round yesterday, and if Coach saw me play, he'd probably just shake his head in disgust and, you know, want to forget it. So,
Coach, you got any help from my man Dima here?
Dima, the best tip I can give you is to hit it where you're looking, my man. I know you're not looking in the water. I know you're not looking in the trees. But if you just hit it where you're looking, it's that simple, man.
It's easy to say. You know, it's a lot harder to put into practice. Coach, I mean, just kind of give us your thoughts right now. Of course, you know, this. I'm sure some of these weeks sometimes are long because you're just wanting so badly to get out into to Georgia and get into that tournament. But now that you guys are about to head out there, I mean, it has to just be really exciting.
Yeah, it is. I've wanted to continue with our structure that we do for the guys throughout the year. I'm more of a competition-based guy with our practices. So, I mean, you know, they all have swing instructors that they rely on for mechanical issues. I'm more in the business of developing the talent and pushing them in a competitive environment by making them do games, completion stuff. So, like today, we've got 12 shots around one of our chipping greens. I personally think that you can't work on short game enough at this age group and at this career or stage of their career as golfers. So I'm going to hammer them on the short game. They've got to do it as a group, or they have to meet the threshold, or they have to do it again. After we do that, we'll do a little bit of lag putting, kind of hone in the speed. The greens over here at the country club are a little quicker than usual right now because we've got the Mid-South four ball going on. So I want to utilize that with the quicker green speed. So just trying to get them ready, man.
You know, Bob, I did a story for the Pine Belt News, which you can go check out at hubcspokes.com, just kind of talking about the golf team. And Eddie showed me around that facility. And it is, I mean, if you haven't been there, it is just gorgeous of what he has to work with over there. But also, and I didn't realize this, Coach, you have designed a par 3 course all around your practice area that's separate from the country club. That was something that you designed. So talk to us, our listeners, about that, because I'm sure that is not well known.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I'm always picking the brains of other coaches that are friends of mine in the business. And the particular school will remain nameless, but their coach is a good buddy of mine. And I saw they did something similar on their facility. So I thought about it and said, man, we've got two big greens on the Judson facility that we can utilize from the same capacity. So, and again, distance wedges was something that my instructor hammered into my head when I was coming through the collegiate ranks and then mini tours. And so I wanted to utilize that with our facility. And another component is, you know, the country club members, they're allowed to use our facility when we are not practicing. But it's a great way for, like, kids. you know, every shot is pretty much a forced carry over a marsh or a hazard. So if, like my son, he's 12 years old, if he can play that nine-hole par three course and not lose a golf ball, then he's ready for the big course. So it kind of checks a lot of boxes from a facility standpoint.
All right, Coach, now you revealed to me, and I'm going to use your terminology now. It's not an insult to our listeners here. You said you are a landscape nerd. Does that mean, did that have anything to do with you designing your own golf course there?
There are some areas that we have some pine trees that is a kind of a blank canvas where we have our water cooler with the pine straw. Don't worry, I'm already ChatGPT in designs on what I can do to put some plants in there and landscape it. I just added a little tee box in the top corner behind one of our greens that allows us to now go into the wind, because normally our side of the driving range is into the wind. But I want to have a downwind, into the wind option. So long story short, that corner of our facility, I built a turf tee box and landscaped it with some azaleas. Based off the shading, I'm such a nerd with that, man.
It sounds pretty good.
And I can say, as I've been out there, and as Eddie told me when he was talking with me, it is a golf paradise out there. I mean, you have everything you need at that facility. And, Coach, there's no doubt that facility that you have out there has elevated not only the men's but also the women's golf teams.
I could not agree more with you guys. We are very blessed to have the support that we have. Hattiesburg, yes, it is Batesburg, but I will say Hattiesburg is a golf city. There's a big contingent of golf people in Hattiesburg, and darn it, they want to see their golf program do good. So do I. So does our administration. And so between our administration, our donors, the facilities we have, investments have been made in this sport. Now the pressure is on me, and it's my job to make sure that this becomes a trend. And same with Coach Colton, obviously, because, you know, he is a great guy, a good coach. Certainly jealous that he got his ring in the first year of being here. meanwhile, I'm over here still grinding. But in due time, I want this to become a trend for our golf programs. You know, we call it Southern Miss Golf, even though it's men's and women's teams, and I don't coach the women. Colton does not coach the men. But we always refer to it as Southern Miss Golf. When we do our donor club, the Golden Tee, we let the donor decide. You know, do you want to split your stuff 50-50 when you join our club, or do you want it to go specifically to a team? We don't care. It's Southern Miss Golf. Yeah. One thing benefits the other, and we're on the same team. We're in the same logo, man.
There you go. All right, Coach, before we run out of time, kind of give us the lowdown on the frame of mind all your guys are in. This must be a pretty exciting day for those young men.
It is. You know, we're treating it as house money. You know, it's like free baseball whenever you make extra innings. It's just, we got nothing to lose. Your ranking is completely irrelevant now. Even though that is what got you into the tournament, got you a tee time, I mean, it's, you know, pedal to the metal. You got nothing to lose. There's 13 schools, finish top five, and then you go to the big dance in California for the national championship. So, you know, you can lay up here and there, but if you want to send it, let's get after it. We don't have anything to lose. Back against the wall, let's get after it, boys. So that's been the way, the mindset I've been trying to get the guys in, and so far they seem to be in that frame of mind.
Good deal. When will they actually start competing?
So the first round is on Monday. It's 18 holes each day, no cuts. You know, 13 schools, the top five advance to the national championship, but Monday 18, Tuesday 18, Wednesday 18.
Okay. And the competitiveness will be very high, right? A lot of good schools, yeah. There, a lot of good programs.
I'll say this, if you're at the NCAA tournaments, I mean, you've done something. You know, and another thing I always tell them is don't underestimate an opponent. It doesn't matter what they're ranked. You know, they're here for a reason. They're on a Division I roster for a reason. And don't underestimate any of those people, because the moment you do, that's whenever you're going to catch a sucker punch to the face that you didn't see coming. So don't get to that point. Show your opponent the respect they deserve, but go out and try to kick their rear end.
There you go. There you go. Well, Coach, nothing but the best of luck to you and your guys. We appreciate you coming on this morning. We're all very proud of you and all those kids, and we will all be rooting for you next week. That you can be sure of.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And I'll be continuing to study landscaping and plants while we're driving down the road as our assistant coach is getting us there, my man.
Well, there you go. And, Coach, when it's all over, if you want to come by my house and practice your art a little bit, I just want you to know you're always welcome.
I got to keep my wife happy first, man.
Well, I can understand that. Believe me, I can understand that. All right, Coach, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. All right, Southern Miss to the top, baby.
Coach Eddie Brusher, he seems pretty happy today, Dima.
Yeah, I mean, and of course, this has just been a historic season. They secured their first ever NCAA berth. 121-30 this season is this men's golf team. Just an incredible season that they've had. For those who don't know this, the golf championship is across six regional sites, and it's a 54-hole format, as he was saying, with the top five advancing to the national finals out in Carlsbad, California, which is just north of San Diego.
That would be pretty nice.
Man, there's some great golf out there.
I know you're a golfer. You're proud of them, aren't you?
Oh, it's great. Great stuff.
All right, when we come back, a blow-up last night at the Pete. We'll talk about that.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Well, everybody, welcome back. That opening segment was sponsored by our good friends at Movie Star Restaurant, where you go for the best buffet in the Pine Belt. For 25 years, Movie Star has been serving up country cooking. Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Friday nights, 5 to 8. Sunday, the famous after church buffet. That's 11 to 2. And, buddy, that is an event. Movie Star Buffet right here in Oak Grove, and we really do appreciate all that they do for the community. MCS Home Center is where you go for home repair, home remodeling, and home construction, everything you need for your next project. MCS Home Center, Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to serve you. Now, later in the show, we're going to hear from Colby Allen, but let's go back to MCS Home Center. We're going to be there Monday broadcasting the show. Guess who's going to join us? Cross Sibley, Matthew Russo, Colby Allen, Lawson Odom, Davis Gillespie. I think we're going to talk baseball Monday at MCS Home Center, and it is an opportunity if you want to come out to meet these young men face-to-face. You can get some autographs. You can shake their hands. You can ask them anything you want to ask them. They're great kids, and Diva, they'll talk to anybody, won't they?
I'll tell you what, I don't even see a reason for me to show up. I mean, those guys can just host the show and, you know, maybe give me an extra day of rest before a busy week next week. But
how about that? That's quite a lineup. Quite a group we got coming, looking forward to spending some time with those young men.
Is the Ben Winpigler, you know, he might be there.
We'll see. He's pretty busy.
You know,
he'll have to check with his people
and
see if he has some
available. We'll know if the limo shows up.
Well, that's what I was about to say. We'll have to see if his driver is available,
gotcha.
Of course. And,
gotcha.
You know, if he is, maybe Ben will come join us. He'd be welcome.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like to see Ben.
I need his autograph.
I can arrange that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can arrange that. Okay, I know you were covering some high school stuff last night.
Yes.
Congratulations to Summerall, right?
Yes, all three of my area teams won South State. So Summerall, PCS, and Pedal all playing for a state championship next week.
And you've got William Carey University going back to the third World Series in 4 years.
Yes, congratulations to Coach Halford and them. And Jones College earning a trip to Indeed, Oklahoma for their World Series for the first time in 10 years.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, really. I mean, they're a good team, of course, but, you know, to go down to to Poplarville and beat Pearl River in their home stadium, and then they got to host their own Super Regional and won there to book their ticket. And now we're just kind of waiting on the at-large selection to see if Pearl River makes it, and which they've been the number one team all season, so I wouldn't see a reason they wouldn't. So there's a chance, Bob, that Jones, William Carey, and Pearl River all in the World Series.
Isn't that remarkable?
Three high school teams in the 7A and in the state championships, and Southern Miss very likely at this juncture winning the regular season title and hosting a regional of their own.
Isn't that remarkable?
It's crazy.
It's hard to believe.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. All right, things are really starting to shape up for the Golden Eagles. Of course, they blow up Georgia Southern last night. It was as bad a mismatch as you could possibly see. And we were kind of laughing. Graydon Harris was just electric. And we got in the car last night, and I said something to my wife that you said to me today. And that is, Graydon chewed him up. They haven't seen the worst chapter of this book yet, and that's probably coming tonight.
Yeah, and like you said, I was at Somerville last night, so I didn't get to watch much of the game, but I'll be there obviously tonight and tomorrow. But I saw Graydon Harris's line, and I was like, oh, okay, 10 strikeouts, so that means Camden will probably have 20 tonight.
It could be really ugly.
That's right. To me, the most important stats of this game last night was, and like I said at Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday, when you face a pitching staff like this, you want to punish mistakes, and they did last night. Four home runs, and a guy that you, and two players that you just need to produce for you at your bottom of your lineup, Dre Barrett and Ben Higdon. If those guys and Dre Barrett and his average is almost up into the 300s, that is huge, Bob. That lengthens the lineup. It gives Russo more fastballs to hit. It gives Gillespie more fastballs to hit because they don't want to get to Dre and Ben. And then at the bottom of the lineup, like Stockman and I believe Ty Long had a hit last night and a couple of runs. So this is great news, and it's even better news because, yes, this pitching is bad, but we've seen parts in the season where Southern Miss has not faced good pitching and made them look like, you know, they were playing the Yankees, right. And they didn't do that last night. They handled their business and they looked like a top 10 team.
Well, you texted me last night and I thought it was very appropriate. You said this is what a top 10 team is supposed to look like.
Yes,
and they certainly did. And the other part of the good news, right now at least, is that the Raging Cajuns are on a tear.
Yeah,
and they knocked Coastal in the head last night down in Louisiana. And we really think the door has opened wide open for the Golden Eagles to make this late season run and win the regular season championship.
Well, I mean, now if Southern Miss sweeps, they're at least guaranteed a share. You know, since Coastal has one loss, they're tied on the top of the standings. So, you know, tonight if Southern Miss wins and Coastal loses again, then Southern Miss, all they have to do tomorrow is win. You know, they don't even have to depend on anything else if they just win tomorrow's game and tonight's game if Coastal loses tonight. So they're in just about as good of a spot as you can ask for because you got obviously two more games against the team that you just blew out last night. And obviously every day is different and they got to go and, you know, execute again. But you would think that was probably the best pitchers that Georgia Southern had, you know, last night. So, but off that, Louisiana, like you said, they're right now my dark horse to win the Sun Belt tournament outside of a Southern Miss or Coastal, just because they have really good two really good rotation arms to get them, you know, two wins. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, their offense, while it's not anything to, you know, it's not anything that's just like overly impressive, but it gets the job done, if that makes sense.
Well, they've always been a very polished program.
They played themselves into the NCAA tournament, which is great for the league.
They're a very good baseball program. Yeah. There's no question. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you still got Camden Clark, Sundstrom. You got a completely rested Colby Allen, Josh Ock, Cross Sibley. That doesn't bode well for Georgia Southern.
No, it doesn't. And I was just about to ask you, I know it's senior weekend, but, you know, if the game goes like it did last night, do you think Oz is going to go to a Colby Allen across? Because it's like it's senior weekend, so you'd think they need to pitch in the Pete, but it's like, you know, giving them an extra week of rest before the Sun Belt tournament would be nice. I don't know.
I was actually going to ask you your opinion of that. Would it be better to pitch these guys an inning or two, even in blowout games, or would it be better to rest them and have them rested when they get to Montgomery?
I think Cross Sibley should pitch this week just because he didn't pitch at all against James Madison. So I think Cross Sibley should pitch either tonight or tomorrow. And I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Sundstrom and Clark don't – like, for example, people on Twitter last night were saying, why didn't Graydon Harris finish the game? It's
because
like, dude,
saving
because
him.
You're up 14-1, and like you don't need him to finish the game.
Right.
But I would expect something similar with Clark and Sundstrom. I think Colby Allen pitches at least an inning. I mean, you got to throw him in. I would think he throws tonight. I mean, you got to throw him in senior weekend.
Well, you're gonna hear from him in just a few minutes, and I didn't know any better when I interviewed him this week, and we both thought senior day would be Saturday.
Yeah.
And so Colby, you're gonna hear in this interview, says, "Well, I hope I pitch Thursday or Friday because it's going to be emotional Saturday."
Mm-hmm.
So tonight is when they're going to do it, I understand.
Yes, yes.
And,
5:20 at the ballpark. They're doing the senior day.
I'm going to be there to see that. Those kids certainly deserve a great
season. And here are the names, just so we're clear. So, obviously, Colby Allen being one of them. You got Joey Urban, Matthew Russo, Caleb Stelly, J.W. Armistead, Ben Higdon, Kyle Morrison, and Cross Sibley, all a part of the senior day festivities tonight.
All right, now let me tell you something about the young man that transferred from Louisiana.
Stelly.
Stelly comes in late last night, pinch hits, and gets a base hit. And I watched. He got forced out at second, but I watched when he on the next batter. I watched specifically when he went in the locker room, and I watched every single kid on that baseball team go up to him, shake his hand, hug him, congratulate him over a single. And what does that say about the camaraderie on that team?
No doubt. I mean, it's been a really tough season for him, and you have to feel for him to be a senior, to play as much baseball as he has. I mean, he's been a 300 hitter everywhere he's been, and just this season just hasn't been his season. And, you know, you can point to maybe the surgery this fall. You can point to him just never being consistent from the plate and maybe getting in his head, whatever it is. But you have to say that he's upheld himself, and like you said, he'll come in those moments, you know, to pinch hit or whatever. Not had a great season, but you know what? He's still going to try his best to do what he can for his team. If that means a single, if that means a walk, if that means a pinch runner, and that says a lot about the character of him. And I think Oz would say the same thing. And you know, I don't think he's going to play a big role, you know, going down the stretch, such as like for the tournaments or whatever. But you know what? Like, I don't think he's going to regret transferring here.
No. And you can tell those kids love him, man, and they were happy for him. And the whole, let me say this, too. He got an enormous cheer from the crowd.
Yeah, and I was just about to say, like, when they announced the seniors tonight, I expect Caleb Stelly to have just about as much cheer and standing ovation as a Matthew Russo would, just because of what this fan base loves about this
100%.
Program.
Locked regional.
I think if you win tonight, I mean that's all you really need to do. I mean, I think even if you lost one of these games, which I don't think they will, but I'm just saying, if you win the series, I mean, with what's happening kind of behind you, it's kind of from about 14 back. Like, nobody knows who's getting those last regional spots, and some of them it's just about as like guaranteed as you can be.
Yeah.
I think a top eight is going to get a little harder now. You know, tonight I think you're really rooting for Ole Miss to win. You really want them to win that series. State went and beat Texas A&M last night, pretty convincing fashion. So that kind of helps you, because Texas A&M was the 8th seed, you know, in this week's projections.
Real quick, you think Ole Miss has to win the series to host?
Yes.
So they got a lot to play for.
They got to win two games. They lost last night.
Yeah. Against a pretty stout Alabama.
And it's in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, and Alabama's a much improved baseball team than the one we saw here earlier this year.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll hear from Colby Allen and continue our conversation. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back, everybody. That second segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West. That's where you go for all your auto and truck service work, for Goodyear tires, all sorts of brands they've got down there. Other things than Goodyear. Any brand you want, they can order for you if they don't have it in stock. Eagle Tire West, Matt Warren and his staff invite you to come see them. They're family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire at Eagle Tire West, Goodyear tires, full service. Big Southern Miss supporters. Genesis of Hattiesburg, one of the great businesses, going to be sponsoring our trip to Montgomery next week, and we really appreciate that. The official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. I had a chance earlier this week to spend some time out at practice, and one of the kids that we talked to was Colby Allen. Run this quick interview, and then I want to get Dima's thoughts on Colby and what this young man has meant to the Southern Miss baseball program. Colby, I started the year out talking to you. I thought I'd finish the regular season. And I asked you at the start of the year how you were going to be feeling this last weekend. How are you feeling?
Really good. Really, really good. We played some really good ball this year. And, yeah, we just got to keep playing good ball to have some more baseball at the Pete. Some postseason baseball at the Pete is that's what we're shooting for.
Senior Day Saturday. How are you going to feel when you walk out on that field with your folks?
I will probably be a little teary-eyed, I'm not going to lie. I hope I pitch either, I guess, Thursday or Friday, you know, so I don't have to pitch on that day. But, yeah, I'll probably be teary-eyed, but it'll be tears of joy and happiness, you know. This is home. I love it here, and it'll be good. It means I did it right, I guess you could say.
No question about that. Since you've gone back to the bullpen, you've just been better every week. You've just been lights out the past couple of weekends. You look really comfortable there.
Yeah, it's something I've done for, I guess, this third year now. I hadn't really changed anything. It's kind of gotten easier, the routine, being back in there, and kind of the mindset is truly, you can be on truly attack mode as soon as you come out of that bullpen, you know. And I guess you could say I'm a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, and that's where you get the most adrenaline is when you're coming in tight spots like that.
You guys had to work your way through a little bit of a slump, but it really seems like that's behind you now. The last 15 games have been tremendous. What's been the difference, Colby?
I think we just – baseball is just being baseball, honestly. You know, it's a tough game, and it's a long season. You're going to go through those slumps, and the biggest thing is you just got to – you got to weather those storms, you know, and stay together. And I think we've done that. You kind of show the maturity of our team, you know. Even when it kind of got a little rocky, we still bounced back and got the wins when we really needed them. And then now we're just back to play baseball. I kind of told Coach Oz, and just today, actually, he asked me about kind of the feel of the team. And I just kind of told him, I said, it kind of feels like the beginning of the year again. You know, it's almost basically a new year now. You get into postseason, everybody's 0-0. And that's what the feel is. We're kind of loose and relaxed and having fun. That's probably the most important thing. You be out there loose and having fun, you're going to play good baseball.
You guys made a real run here at the conference here in the last 3 weeks. You're only a game back now. Do you think about that, or you just try to focus on the next game?
No, you just got to focus on the next game and next pitch. You kind of get too much into that, and then you can start thinking about the wrong things and get unfocused during this game. And one pitch can change a game. There's no doubt about that. I've been in it multiple times. If you don't hold that focus on that pitch or that game, it can spiral pretty quick on you.
As you guys head down the stretch, what is the mindset overall of the baseball team?
Yeah, stay together. When it gets pretty tough, just make sure you're picking up your brother. I think we kind of showed that resilience on Friday night at JMU. You know, we were up the whole game. We're kind of cruising, and then bam, they get that lead, and then we come back, and I guess probably the next inning, I think, is what it was, and then we kind of cruise the rest of the weekend. And that's kind of the big thing is, even if you get down, just remember kind of who we are. Remember that confidence about ourselves and that looseness of playing baseball with each other. I think that's the biggest thing.
All right, Colby Allen, at the time of the interview, to be honest, we were both under the impression that Senior Day was going to be Saturday. Colby might have to pitch on senior night.
Yeah, he might. But, you know, I think when we look back on this season and the stories of you know, just the stories that happened, and we look back at the certain chapters of the book that they always say, I mean, one of the biggest stories and chapters of this season was Colby Allen saying to Oz that I want to go back to the bullpen. I mean, yeah. It takes character from a man who's the Friday night starter at Southern Miss to go to the head coach and say, listen, for the team, I want to go back to the bullpen. I feel like I'm better there.
Yeah.
That's an incredible character, and it says all you need to know about Colby Allen.
Yeah, and it goes back. There's another story like that, Davis Gillespie.
Yep.
You know, we'll talk to him Monday out at MCS, but Davis Gillespie is another great character story. And, dude, I'm going to tell you, when he barrels the baseball up, it's wicked coming off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he's like – it never looks like to me he's swinging that hard. Like, it kind of just looks like he's just kind of, you know, almost golf swinging it, and then it'll go, you know, 400 feet. Yeah. And Dre Barrett's kind of the same way. I mean, when Dre connects, that ball flies.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Would you anticipate Gillespie back?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope that's right. Yeah. Now, I want to ask you, go back to Colby Allen. in the when it's all said and done, and you look at the history of Southern Miss pitching, where does Colby Allen fit in that picture, you think?
Oh, I mean, he's definitely one of the best, you know, one of the best to do it. I mean, you'd have to say he's in the top 10 of probably the best all time. I mean, just with his character and his big moments after big moments, and just, you know, for the first few seasons that he was even here as a freshman, I mean, he was kind of, you know, lights out in his story. I mean, and I think you have to throw Cross Sibley in there too. I mean, this is a guy who's almost thrown, he's thrown over 200 innings for Southern Miss, which is just bonkers. You know, we talk so much about the Allens and the Clarks, but Cross Sibley is just there, you know, with his 2.84 ERA that he has every season or whatever it is, you know, and just that steady guy who can just eat up innings for you. And they just had that for so long.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously he's in the senior night tonight. It's going to be weird next year when we look over at first base and don't see Matthew Russo over there, you know. And
yeah, it's going to be an odd night.
When Chris Sargent, you know, when he went on, there was all this, you know, well, they're never going to replace a Chris Sargent. And then now you're kind of thinking they're never going to replace a Matthew Russo.
Yeah.
And they're never going to replace the character of these players and their, you know, their souls, or, you know, how you love how the interactions and all those things. Mm-hmm. But this is a program that time and time again, I mean, you just asked me off air, do you think they're going to be this good next year? And I said, yeah. I mean, I don't have any reason to think otherwise. I mean, I would think that this year this would have been a step back year almost, you know.
Here's my Cross Sibley analogy. You're a guy with a lot of money. You got a lot of fancy two-seat sports cars, right? But when you want to go on a family trip, you get the dependable, comfortable, reliable sedan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you go in. And that's Cross Sibley. I mean, how many games in the past 4 years has Cross Sibley come in and just settled the game down when it needed to be settled down?
So many. And, you know, he's done it in multiple ways. I mean, he was a starter at times last year. He came in out of the pen sometimes, you know, and he was a closer for you as a freshman. I mean, there's just so many things he's done for this program. And, you know, I just really hope that he gets to go out the right way. And I really hope all these players do. I mean, even the players that Southern Miss, you know, just kind of got to know over the last year or two, and the Joey Urbans and the Ben Higdons.
Oh, yeah, they're
the,
special kids.
And the Morrison,
man.
You know, those guys are all transfers, of course, but I would argue that they're just as loved as the other players. So, and like the Caleb Stellows, the J.W. Armisteads, as I was saying. So it's going to be an emotional night. What I really hope is they don't, you know, take that emotion and just kind of don't play the game, if you will, because this game's still important.
Yeah.
And they don't think about last night, even though they won whatever it was, 14-3.
Yeah. I thought about that.
You know, you don't want to come to the park tonight. It's an emotional night, senior night, and just kind of lollygag. You still got to take care of business. You still got to play baseball and win this game tonight.
And I don't want to forget about J.W. Armistead. Here's a kid that's been on the team for 3 years. He doesn't pitch a great deal, but he's come in a lot of tough situations this year and pitched well in those situations. And so a kid like J.W. Armistead, you don't see him on the mound as much as you do a Colby Allen, but he's just as much a part of the team, Damon.
No question about it. I mean, and I would, you know, he's definitely in that circle of about 6 to 7 pitchers that Oz trusts this year.
Right.
You know, you obviously throw in Allen and Sibley into that. I would throw J.W. Armistead in there, you know, and so he's going to be big for them down the stretch. You know, every time we come down to the end, there's always that one pitcher for Southern Miss, who just kind of comes out of nowhere. Last season, it was Camden Sundstrom. Nobody, I mean, he didn't pitch much last year, and he threw, you know, 6 innings against Miami in the regional final. The year before that, it was Justin Storm. You know, they always have that one guy who just gives them a big inning, and it would be cool to see J.W. Armistead be a guy like that.
I agree completely. You think Georgia Southern's looking forward to the next two starters?
I think they're looking ahead to next season, Bob.
Well, I think they are. They've had a bad year.
I'll update the conference standings before we get around out of time. So Southern Miss and Coastal now tied at the top of the standings, which is just unbelievable. I mean, you know, I think 3 weeks ago everybody was saying there's nobody catching Coastal, and they've just, you know,
we said it.
Yeah, we said it. And I don't think it was an indictment against Southern Miss. It was just a respect of how well Coastal was playing. But Bob, they're 5-5 over the last 10. You know, so they're not playing well at all. App State still in the three seed at 17-11. Troy at the four spot at 16-12. Louisiana and South Alabama tied for the fifth. Texas State and Old Dominion tied for seventh. And Marshall, Arkansas State at the 9-10 spot. So that would be your 10 teams in Montgomery if the season ended tonight.
Who would be out?
Georgia State, ULM, James Madison, and Georgia Southern.
I'm surprised at ULM. I thought ULM was going to have a good year.
Yeah. They faltered.
All right, news and notes next. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want you to remember now, if you got some gold or silver laying around the house, you need some cash for whatever reason, take it to Jewel Masters on Highway 98 West. Marty Vick, you hear us say it every day, but it's true. I've been buying gold and silver longer than anyone in the Pine Belt, so do not be fooled by Johnny Come Lately's. You want top dollar. You want to be treated the best. You want to be treated with confidentiality and a lot of respect. Take your stuff to Jewel Masters, and that is exactly what you will receive. And if you want to cater an event, there's only one place to think about, and that is our wonderful friends at Dickey's Barbecue. They do a great job of catering events, so they can cater for your church, for your business, for your home, from 50 people, heck, from 5 people to 500 people. Dickey's will cater, and you will be happy with the outcome. As you will if you take care of your health, and to do that, you need to get an annual physical, be sure your health is as good as it can be, and rely on the great people at Forest Healthcare to help you with expert medical care closer to home. So happy to have them part of our sponsor family, and happy to have Forest Health in our community. They do so much wonderful work, and we thank them for everything they do on our behalf as well. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, you can hear it anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play it for you. And again, Dima and I will both be in Montgomery broadcasting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. So we hope that you will be able to join us. All right, Dima, news and notes.
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier in the show, obviously the biggest news around the area was that Jones and William Carey punched their tickets to the World Series in both their respective divisions. Also in news, Southern Miss men and women track team both in action this weekend for the conference tournament, and both teams are tied 7th out of 10 teams after the first day through all of the events there. In baseball, Southern Miss right now still holds the 9th RPI. If they were to win tonight, they would lose another 19 RPI points. Mississippi State is 21 RPI points behind them, so they'd still hold the 9 if they were to win tonight. If I had to say people who you're rooting against this weekend, number one, you're rooting against Alabama. You're really hoping Ole Miss can get one, if not two, games in Tuscaloosa. They lost last night, but you're really hoping Texas A&M kind of figures it out and beats State, because that would hold you in that kind of top 10 RPI.
How important is that?
Well, I mean, if we think they're going to get the regular season championship, which right now it looks pretty promising, and you were to win the tournament next week in Montgomery, I mean, you'd have a 44-14 with the regular season title and a conference championship tournament title and a top 10 RPI. That would be a very strong case for a top 8 seed, in my opinion. That would be very hard to say no to, my opinion.
Yeah, and I think we all have to agree that, man, Southern Miss has been treated fairly all year long from a national standpoint.
And we have to say it. I mean, we just have to say it. Jerry McClain's on the committee.
Right.
I mean, you just have to say it.
Well, it's just a fact.
I mean, we've seen in the past. I mean, I really think the reason they got that regional last year.
And here's the realistic part about that. They'll say, athletic directors are not allowed to vote on their own.
Yeah, team. They have to recuse themselves or whatever.
But you're on the committee with that athletic director. Are you the guy that wants the man to come back in the room and say, you know what, your team didn't make it? No.
And we've seen in the past, I mean, Florida, you know, when they were like one game above 500.
Auburn,
you know, there's so many examples.
It's just human nature.
It is. I mean, and like we said, it's just something that has to be said.
You said one thing that was in the back of my head just a little bit too, and I think the coaches will take care of that. But don't let down, guys, just because you blew them up last night.
Correct.
Emotional night tonight. Don't let down. Keep the gas pedal pushed down, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think to alleviate that would be just to get into a nice lead to start, kind of like they did last night. You wouldn't want to get into any type of, like, 2-1, you know.
I just don't see it.
1-0 game in the fifth where it's just kind of like, oh, man, and then everybody starts playing tight. If you can get up into a lead, you'd be fine. But like you said, I mean, that pitching staff for Georgia Southern is just so bad that I would say, like, even if Georgia Southern was able to score three runs on Camden Clark and they were leading by like three or four runs.
And that's a real stretch.
That's a real stretch. You're right. That's a real stretch. But like, even if Southern Miss was down like four in like the sixth, I wouldn't even be worried just because of how bad that Georgia Southern pitching staff is.
They did not look good. And I think they used four or five pitchers last night.
Yeah, so
they're getting into their bullpen already. And that's just an ominous position to be in when you're facing the pitching staff, rested pitching staff like the Golden Eagles have right now.
Yeah, I mean, Southern Miss has every bullet imaginable to face the next 2 days. So.
Also, before we go off the air, I wanted to tell you that Deem and I were talking before the show. We're going to really work hard next week when we're in Montgomery to get the William Carey coach on our show. We're really proud of that. And 3 out of 4 years they've made the NAIA World Series. That is remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby Hallford, just, you know, another year where it's just another successful season. I mean, he's they get good coaches over there at William Carey, and they always produce.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate everybody listening, and certainly appreciate our sponsors that make it possible for us to bring the show to you every day. We're going to have a great weekend at the Pete. We'll be at MCS Home Center Monday, as we told you, with an all-star lineup of Southern Miss Golden Eagle baseball players. So that'll be fun. That'd be a great way to kick off tournament week, I would say.
No doubt about it.
All right. Have a great and safe weekend with the people you love. And till next time, Southern Miss to the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.